This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Christians have always considered the death penalty a prudential ill rather than an intrinsic ill. That means that while capital punishment is something ill, specific detailed circumstances could at least historically allow for its use. No such circumstance exists to ever permit intrinsic ills like abortion. So a court Friday upholding capital punishment for the killing of a child and mother in early pregnancy presents a problem. Christians must be prepared to offer an elegant defense of life against both prudential and intrinsic ills. Nevertheless, an Alabama Supreme Court justice is challenging the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, specifically because that court upheld the capital punishment imposed for the killing of a child at 6 weeks gestation. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. In other headlines, the movie Gosnell moved up in popularity this week despite being ignored by media outlets. Politically toxic and once secret donations from Planned Parenthood are giving incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill headaches in her hot U.S. Senate race. And concerned that Roe v. Wade may be overturned, abortion advocates are making long-term plans to restore the respect, admiration, and practice of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.